Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We're joined again today by the Guthrie County Family Development Center Coordinator for New Opportunities of Guthrie County, Rhonda Huggins, joining us once again. And so now, Rhonda, let's talk a little bit about some of your upcoming programs, such as the Low Income Heating Assistance Program. Tell us a little bit about LIHEAP, please.
Okay, so LIHEAP is income-based, and what that does is it will pay a portion based on your income. It will make a payment through the winter months on your heating bill. And it could be propane, it can be natural gas. If it's electric, then it would go towards your electric bill. You know, it's based on number in your household and your income. So most people receive an average of $400 a year. We need some basic information, and you have to, for that type of thing, we need to have you call and make an appointment. It does take about a half hour for the appointment to get you signed up for LIHEAP.
Also, Rhonda, when are you going to start taking appointments, or when can people start applying for that program?
Okay, that normally starts November 1st. Elderly, and that would be 60 and over, or disabled, may start October 1st.
Aside from your LIHEAP program, there's other programs that people can qualify and take advantage of as well. When they sign up for that program, they get access to this winterization program. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
You automatically are approved for winterization if you sign up for LIHEAP. And what that does is that puts you on a list if your home needs a new furnace or insulation in your attic or insulation in around your house, around the foundation or whatever. Whatever is going to help to make your house more energy efficient. I just went on a ride with one of our weatherization guys the other day, and they did an intake. They went around and looked at this lady's house to see what all they could do to help her out. They also put like your refrigerator and freezers on a monitor so they can see how much electricity they're using, if that needs to be replaced to make the home more energy efficient. So weatherization is a great deal. And again, once you sign up for LIHEAP, that automatically qualifies you to be put on the list for weatherization. You know, if you need these things to help make your house more energy efficient, then that's a great program that we have.
Typical programs that people hear about during the fall, winter, holiday time frame is Adopt a Family program and the Toys for Tots program. Can you tell us about your involvement with those?
Right. We participate in the Marines Toys for Tots. We have families that come in, submit their children's names, then all of that information is submitted to the Marine Corps for the Toys for Tots. We get those toys. We have a week where we supply each child with a number, and we match numbers up with toys that we receive from the Marine Corps. We also take donated items every year besides the Toys for Tots. If people want to donate, pick a child's card. We do a program at the Dollar General where you can go in there and say, I want to buy a couple kids' toys for Christmas. They'll give you a card that has information for a child. You can purchase those items, bring them back to the Dollar General, or you can bring them here to my office, and then those children will get a toy that way as well. We have Adopt a Family at Christmas time where local businesses will come in and adopt two or three. We have a church that adopts five families. And then they get all the information for that family and provide a Christmas for them. And then we distribute that to the families that have submitted their names. That is such a cool thing. I was able to participate in that last year for the first time. And that, I can't even tell you how wonderful that is to be able to make sure people have a wonderful Christmas. We also do at Thanksgiving baskets. Another program that we have called Share, it is Share Iowa, where you can order food. At Thanksgiving time, they actually put together Thanksgiving baskets that we can purchase. Sometimes we'll have a church that'll say, I'll purchase 10 Thanksgiving baskets for families. So we order that from Share, and we'll end up with 10 boxes, which will include all the fixings for a Thanksgiving dinner. And then we can donate those to the families that have asked for a basket at Thanksgiving. We do the same thing at Christmas time.
And so with this Share Iowa program, Rhonda, with it being year-round, when do people typically or need to come in and fill out the paperwork in order to get a meal?
The order usually has to be in by the second Friday of the month.
Okay. And then one of the last things that you are involved with New Opportunities is this idea of the chore services. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yes. We have a program called Chore Service. What it is for our low-income elderly, and by elderly I mean probably 60 and above, and disabled folks that need help maybe with yard mowing or snow removal. And they can sign up for this and pick their own person to do this. We submit the paperwork, and then there's funding that will pay these people to take care of these jobs for these folks. That all actually goes through a different office, but all the paperwork, you can start with me if you're interested in that.
Of course, Rhonda, with all these different programs and everything that you do offer with New Opportunities, again, if people have missed any part of this program, where and how can they get a hold of some of these programs that we talked about today?
Okay, actually, they can go to the New Opportunities website. That is www.newopp.org. That will list all of our stuff. I mean, you can go in there and go county specific. I think you'll also be able to go right to the Guthrie County Services from there and see a handy little picture of me and my phone number if you want to do that. You can also give me a call again at 641-747-3845. I would be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Well, again, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Rhonda Huggins here joining us with New Opportunities. She's the Guthrie County Family Development Center Coordinator. So, again, Rhonda, thanks a lot for being on our program today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.